Hello and welcome to the Shuley and Santo NFL Power Rankings Podcast. I'm Michael Shuley for Jake Santo across the table from me. Jake, we're here to rank the top 10 NFL teams. What do you think?
I'm ready to go. Can't wait.
All right, let's start off in number 10. Who do you have?
I have the Houston Texans with Brock Osweiler as the quarterback. Right now, the Texans are in first place with a very weak AFC South. So because of that reason, they would be my top 10.
I currently have Atlanta in the top at 10 in my list. I think their defense is definitely troubling. They're 5-3 in the NFC South. They'll probably end up winning that division. That division is not too strong this year, and I think their defense has real problems.
Okay, who do you have at number 9?
At 9, I have the Seattle Seahawks, and I only have the Seahawks above the Falcons for simply because they beat the Falcons head-to-head this year, and we know what potential that Seattle team has. What do you have at 9?
I have the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 9 with the loss of quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers have struggled of recent times. They have lost 2 straight over the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. They're currently on a bye week, so maybe they'll be able to regain some steam that they had earlier in the year.
Well, this week they will have the Baltimore Ravens, and there is some speculation whether Roethlisberger will be back or not, but that definitely has a huge impact on their team for the rest of the season. And number 8, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 5-2, and if the season were over today, they would get the second wild card spot, finishing in the 6th seed. They've beaten tough teams. I believe they have beaten the Raiders earlier this season. They will still have to play them again on December 8th. So that'll be a matchup to watch out for, is those two teams, the Raiders and the Chiefs, would be your two wild card teams in the AFC if the season ended today. Do you have at 8?
I have the Atlanta Falcons. You mentioned them briefly. I think Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones have run that team.
Matt Ryan is also having a fantastic MVP
unbelievable season. It's a comeback story. Atlanta, I mean, the AFC South, or I'm sorry, NFC South, not a very strong division as well. So Atlanta can do some damage there, get some games on.
Definitely. Matt Ryan, what a story he's been, because when he first came in the league, he was very good. In the past few seasons, he's fell off, and now they're starting to pick up in Atlanta and hit their stride. However, I do think there are some serious problems with that defense. And what do you have in your next spot?
My number 7 spot, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. You mentioned them as well earlier. With a very strong AFC West this year, they're going to have to compete with the Oakland Raiders and Denver Broncos. I see them as a top 10 contender. Alex Smith and Jamal Charles have taken over that team. That the defense of Kansas City has done a fabulous job so far this year.
Definitely at 7. I have the Houston Texans. Texans, very weak division in the AFC South. The only real competition is the Colts, and they have a myriad of problems on their own. So I think the Chiefs are very strong, or not the Chiefs, I'm sorry, the Texans. Brock Osweiler, I think he needs to show some improvement if this team wants to make a run. They obviously have a very strong defensive front, and they have some weapons on offense, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins. So I think that the Texans could be a good team down the stretch. At number 6, I have the Steelers. You had them, what, at 9?
Number 9, yes.
See, I think the Steelers, they have problems, certainly. But I think they have a lot of potential. If Roethlisberger comes back and comes back healthy, we know the kind of numbers their offense can put up. And their defense, although they allow a lot of yards, they don't allow touchdowns necessarily. Even in that Miami game, even though at the end it got kind of out of hand, through the first half it was a very close game. And the Steelers can stay healthy, get some guys back. They've had some injuries to the offensive line with Marcus Gilbert. So I think if they can rebound from some of these injuries, they can be one of the top contenders again for the Super Bowl.
Okay, for my number 6, I have the Seattle Seahawks in a very surprising weak NFC West. Usually I would see the Cardinals or the LA Rams maybe gain some traction, but so far, no. I mean, the Seahawks are the only team in that division that has a winning record. Russell Wilson has led the team this year. With the loss of Marshawn Lynch, they've been able to compensate for. The defense is always strong in Seattle, so I can see the Seattle Seahawks doing some damage in the playoffs.
They're certainly, after the run they've had the past several years, they're very
experienced.
Yeah, they're very experienced. They still have plenty of talent to spare up in Seattle. Russell Wilson, fabulous quarterback. That defense is, in my opinion, one of the best in the league. They have turnover potential, speed, and although this past Sunday they did have a tough loss to the New Orleans Saints, who were at home, and they beat the Seahawks.
Who do you have at number five?
At number five, I have the Oakland Raiders. This team, Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders, have been fantastic this year. We've seen them last year, glimpses, but I thought they'd be a couple of years off. This team is here now, and they are a serious contender. It's 6-2 currently, which, huge matchup this Sunday. They will take on the Denver Broncos, I believe.
Most likely the game of the week in the NFL.
Yes, and it could be huge. That game right there this Sunday will determine the leader of the division. It'll be your Sunday night football game this week. And Derek Carr, how many penalties do they have? They set the NFL single game record in penalties this week and still managed to put up 30 points in the overtime win against the Buccaneers. I think that this team, Derek Carr, has been great. And I expect him to do great things into the future. And they have some great players on defense, such as Khalil Mack. Who do you have at number five?
For my number five, I have the Minnesota Vikings. If you would have asked me about 2 weeks ago where I thought this team could have been, we could probably rank them as our number one team overall. But the recent struggles with the loss last night to the Chicago Bears set the Minnesota Vikings back to number five for me. At the beginning of the year, the Vikings weren't anticipated to do much with the loss of quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, but they signed quarterback...
They traded for Sam Bradford. They
traded for him, Sam Bradford from the Eagles. And they haven't missed a stride. I mean, recent hiccups have limited them, but I think they could get a couple more wins here.
Well, the offense has certainly been a problem in the past 2 weeks. They've lost two games in a row to the Eagles, and then last night to the Bears. They've only put up a combined 20 points, 10 points in each game in the last 2 weeks. That defense, I believe, is still fairly solid, and I think once the offense gets back on track, they'll be right back up towards the top of the league. And currently, they are sitting in the... If the season were to end today, they would be the second seed out of the NFC. In number four spot, what do you got?
I have the Denver Broncos. Brock Osweiler is taking... I'm sorry, not Brock Osweiler. Trevor Siemian. The quarterback situation there was up in the air at the beginning of the year after the eventual departure of Brock Osweiler to the Texans. The Broncos, being one of the premier teams in the NFL, haven't missed a beat. The defense is stellar. I like that team. I think they're in a strong division. They're competing at the very top of their level, so...
At my number four spot, I also have the Denver Broncos, and that defense is phenomenal. And all Trevor Siemian really needs to do is not lose them the game. He has to go out there and manage it. He can't turn the ball over. He can't be sloppy. They have a decent run game, and when that defense is backing you up every week, it gives you a lot of confidence and a lot of ability to go out and pick up wins. At your number three spot, who do you have?
I have the Oakland Raiders in my number three spot. You had them at number five. I can see why. But I really like Derek Carr. I think Amari Cooper has stepped up this season. We have Michael Crabtree at receiver. And that defense with Khalil Mack at the end, rushing, I think they are a fabulous team and have a chance to go to the Super Bowl this year. I am very confident this team will make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, the only reason that I couldn't have the Raiders above the Broncos is because in the standings, the Broncos are indeed above the Raiders. However, in my number three spot, I have the Vikings. Even though they've had hiccups the past couple of weeks, we all know what potential that this team has. We've seen it through the first several weeks of the season. I mean, they've had their hiccups the past few weeks on offense. Two tough road games against a Eagles team that has been very good, and I'm surprised they haven't made my list. They're not in my top two teams. And last night to the Bears, I mean, the Bears aren't a very good team, so if they could get past those two hiccups, I'm looking at their schedule down the road here, and it is very easy their next several games. They have the Lions, Redskins, Cardinals, the Lions again, and then a tough one against the Cowboys on December 1st. So I think they could definitely bounce back with some big wins after these next several weeks.
Who do you have at your number two spot?
Number two spot, I have the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. They lost Tony Romo again. And Dak Prescott.
Rookie quarterback.
Not a first round pick. A later round draft pick. He's been arguably better than Tony Romo, and I think many people in Dallas would not want to see Romo back for the rest of the season. That's just my opinion. Because he has been phenomenal. If you watch him play, he looks composed. He makes the right throws. He doesn't really turn the ball over. He did have that big interception against the Eagles Sunday night. However, they still pulled it off in the end, and that's what counts. Cowboys, if you would have told me that the Cowboys would be 6-1 here today, at the beginning of the season, I would have told you no way. Ezekiel Elliott has been fantastic, and he's living up to all the hype that came around with him. He's having really a record-breaking, almost, rookie season for a running back, and it certainly helps when you're running behind the best offensive line in football, along with wide receivers like Dez Bryant and a tight end like Jason Witten.
I also have to agree with you at number two. The Cowboys have looked terrific this year with their division pretty much sealed if they win their couple games here. Maybe Philadelphia can get back into the mix. But at the beginning of the season, when you told me Tony Romo was out, I thought it would have been a two-win team. Two, three, four-win team around there.
Yep.
But
we saw what happened last year when Romo was hurt. They ended up getting a top five draft pick or something?
Ezekiel Elliott.
So, I mean, that worked out for them. But go ahead.
And Dez Bryant, I mean, he's been hurt most of the season.
Yeah.
And they're still winning. And he just came back last week, and he did pretty well. So, I'm looking at their schedule here, and the Cowboys play the Cleveland Browns.
That's a win. That's the Browns.
They got two more AFC North opponents at Pittsburgh, which will be a tough match if Ben Roethlisberger.
It will be a tough matchup.
And against the Ravens with Joe Flacco, it's always a tough game against the Ravens.
The Ravens are certainly a tough team. I'm really looking forward to that Steelers-Cowboys matchup. I think that could turn out to be very interesting. They also have, within their next five games, they have the Redskins and then the Vikings. You have the Vikings, who are one of the top teams in football right now. We just mentioned I had them at my three spot, and the Redskins, they're not necessarily a pushover in that NFC East. They won the division last year, although the division was weaker, but they certainly aren't an automatic win.
No.
All right, number one, I believe we agree on this.
Absolutely.
The New England Patriots, with Tom Brady, have been unbelievable.
Without Tom Brady,
they were good. I mean, who'd have ever thought that without Tom Brady for the first four games of the season, that they would go 3-1 in that stretch? And really, the Patriots during that stretch didn't even stumble that much except for that one loss to Buffalo. Buffalo's a decent team. They have a good defense. But, I mean, the offense was working those first several weeks as well. They shut out Houston 27-0. They have a good defense. And I think, this shows how great of a coach Bill Belichick is,
in my
opinion.
It's a testament to his coaching staff, everybody on.
Because
what an organization.
Yes.
With Deflategate, the whole scandal that was around that situation, and still be able to win with a four-game suspension with Tom Brady. It's incredible.
Well, it just shows how easily Belichick knows his players. Even they had quarterback injuries during that time. Their backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, went down, and Jacoby Brissett had to fill in for him for a game there. But it showed how Belichick could design an offense around a young quarterback in order to win, And now that he has Brady back, he might steal the MVP award. He has been that good. I mean, they have put up, in the past 4 weeks since Brady has returned, 33 points against the Browns, 35 against the Bengals, 27 against the Steelers, and then 41 last week against, or last Sunday against the Bills. And upcoming, they have the Seahawks, a team where I think they have a good defense. Of course, rematches the Super Bowl from a few years ago, but it's at Foxborough, so that's a big home game for them, and I think they'll win it.
At the 49ers.
And then they have at the 49ers, at the Jets, and then versus the Rams. And I don't see them.
I can see a loss against maybe Baltimore and maybe Denver. Denver's a still great team, so I can see. But otherwise, maybe three more losses at the worst with this team. I see wins against the Jets and the Dolphins. Jets again.
Well, the Dolphins always play the Patriots tight. They have for years. But I'm looking at the schedule right now. They have the Seahawks, which is a game where I believe they'll win. That defense of the Patriots, I think, will stop the Seahawks offense. The Patriots probably won't score 30 points, but the Seahawks, I don't think, will score more than 20. 49ers, that'll be a win. The Jets always play them tight, but it'll be a close one, even though I do think the Patriots will pull this one out against the Jets. I think they'll beat the Rams. They'll beat the Ravens. I can only see one more loss to them, and that'll be at Denver on Sunday, December 18th. And that's really it, because
this is a 10-win team, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
They're already 7. They're already 7-1. If they're not going to be a 10-win team, they have bigger problems. I'd see this team losing one more game from here out, finishing 14-2, the number one spot in
the AFC.
I wouldn't pencil them into the Super Bowl. I would pencil. If you're looking to go to the AFC Championship game, you might want to book tickets to Foxborough today, because the way I'm seeing it now is that's where it will be.
The AFC Championship will run through New England.
Oh, definitely. If you're going to get to the Super Bowl, it'll be there. Because looking at the standings now, I mean, Patriots are 7-1, Broncos 6-2, and then you fall off Texans 5-3, Steelers 4-3, Raiders 6-2, Chiefs 5-2. Maybe we'll get to rewatch the playoff battle from years ago, the old Tuck Rule game, the Patriots and the Raiders. So I think that could definitely be it. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No.
You're good to go. All right. Yep. I'm Michael Shuley.
I'm Jake Santa.
And thank you for listening to our NFL Power Rankings podcast.